Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Rooted Honey Contra Casting. I am Afia Pertuo, and tonight, these so-called magic hours between 2 a.m. and 6, I am here contemplating, ruminating, reflecting, and being guided to focus on elevation. But not in just, like these little titillating words, catchphrases that have become common today, but ancestrally, what were the remedies in place for us to traverse our reality and planes of existence? How do we get the right angles? How do we navigate the planes and lines and as I was sitting here, enjoying my solitude, isotoping my isolation, you know, my Okrawa and my Nananoma Samanfo began to show me and bring to my awareness the energy, the Netir, the deities, if you will, of Het Mehit and Baneb Dejet. For many reasons. One, if you're not familiar, Baneb Dejet is the origin archetype, origin energy, the reality of the concept of what Baphomet is, and is heavily circulated and dealt with in terms of magic and traversing the subconscious and reality, how to navigate, how to elevate one's position, but more importantly, one's perception to archetype, to the reality that you want. And Het Mehit is not commonly known at all, really, in her function, but their marriage, their union, is the blueprint, the energetic, along with the functional, mental, spiritual blueprint. The principalities of how one navigates, you know, and that's ancestral. And I'll divert here for a second and share with y'all a little bit, you know, because we're all rowing in the boat, right? Dreaming. And as I mentioned in the other podcast, in terms of for those of us that dream, that understand the parallel of waking and dreaming, ancestral and living. Years ago, I had a dream where I woke up in a temple. And yes, like a Kamishan temple. I'm not going to say it was Giza, but it was a structure that was pyramidal in nature. And when I woke up in this structure, in my quote-unquote dream state, I saw two so-called archaeologist with, you know, their full regalia that's commonly known or has been cartoonized with, you know, khaki shorts and shit and straw hats, tools and duffel bags, you know, they're trying to break some shit, trying to break through some shit that they really can't. And what I was shown, or what I heard actually, in this state, in this dream, was that all you have to do is look. And the you being those that dream, not just me. So I looked, and the glyphs, the images that were on the wall, they lit up, like they began to glow. It was beautiful. And it wasn't like, you know, some kind of orangish, pixelated, you know, glow when you think of that in terms of an ember. It was electrical. And then, you know, I woke up and I knew that dream was a powerful message, but it's continuing. That's what happens when you're navigating and really doing the work or enjoying the flow and the openness of these symbols, these images, these wisdom inserts from deity and the Namanuma Samafo, the elevated ancestors, into our consciousness. So that dream came to me as well as I was being guided to what to share and what to allow my awareness and perception to open to understand and receive the answer to the inquiry I set forth within the oracle of life. You know, that's really what Adabisa or divination is the question. And then when you sit in silence and solitude, you know, the ancestors speak. So, Baneb the Jet, you know, the goat, that was real popular last year, that whole fucking term, goat. That's goat. Do we know what that shit even mean? And we don't have to on a, you know, a mass level. But do we know, are we allowing our awareness to recall why it affects us, so why it becomes popular culture? Because popular culture holds antidotes. But anyway, so Baneb the Jet, the goat, you know, also the goat is associated with the mountain. And what is a pyramidal structure but a mountain? A harmonic convergence of elements to create an electric progenitory force on the planet of the Earth for an elevation. Although not just visual, but metaphysical as well. Culturally, what is the blueprint and the archetype? So there's a lot of talk today about the mind, which, you know, I love in terms of awareness and the subconscious, and how exactly do we architect our reality? How do we create that? And a deity, an entity that can reveal the blueprint for that, part of is Baneb the Jet, along with his wife, Het Mehit. This is also why, because it's, you know, the nether realm of the subconscious or Scorpio, the sex, chaos magic, dark magic, whatever you want to call it, which is really at its root and its truth, ancestral wisdom. Why sex is such a very potent visualization or manifestation of this energy. And we already covered that. That energy is just a magnetic force, magnetism. So, in the body, Baneb the Jet, for elevation, with the marriage of Het Mehit, you know, the head of the fish. Think about this for a minute. It's so beautiful, it's so sensual, so live. You have the head of the fish, and you have the apex of the Jed pillar, which, when you look at a Jed, it is a rectangular structure, depending upon your perception, because it could be rhombus-like or diamond-like as well, but a pillar rising up from the earth, and the top of that pillar is a pyramidal shape, which completes the electrocution of the energy. And that is a Jed, that is also a phallus, that is the positive force of energy, that is the spark. And then you have Het Mehit, the head of the fish, the dominating, directing current and creatrix of abundance, fertility, I'll even say fidelity, as the head of that fish, but submerged within the ocean? How do you direct the current in the subconscious? How do you direct the current on the other side of what's around you? Polarity is important. That's why, you know, your pi point of reference is such a thing in math, you know, for geeks like me. But anyway, you have these two forces, and as they merge, their function and their union together is what creates positive momentum for architecting the reality that you desire. Abundance. Being able to vibrate at such a level that you call forth your abundant nature as you are a child of creation. So your very existence is abundant with whatever you prescribe and whatever has been prescribed to you culturally to maintain and continue its administration through action, word, bond, deed, thought, what you intake, how you nourish, all of that shit. So, I thought it was very important to honor what is shown to me and to many of us and to share it back, because the reciprocity is where it's at. Oh. Okay, so here's a little something fun. This image, or an image I offer, especially for us hoodoo mamas, or juju mamas, or voodoo mamas, for our ancestrally aligned and tuned mamas, women, period. Think about this as a rocket ship. There's a lot of talk about, you know, having your back and what that means. And that's all what's up. Like, I'm working on that shit myself, you know. But I've never been one for labels. And I got a fucking rocket ship. My bag is a rocket ship. So a very lovely image to hold. And a scene to construct is, what is it that you're putting in your rocket ship? Because where we at? So-called 2020, you know, that's a catchphrase too. Because do we really know what time it is? Does that depend upon your pi point of reference or your ancestral location of time? Yes, it does. So in this rocket ship, what are you putting in there? And then for the men, you juju daddies, you hoodoo daddies, you are that rocket ship. What are you fueling yourself with so that you can pop off on some real shit? Y'all come together in y'all time for elevation, you know. You want to call it a little sex magic. You want to call it a little manifestation, visualization, meditation. Put inside the rocket ship. Allow yourself to ride that ship to exactly where you want to go. And if you're doing the solitary, for my sisters out there, you're the progenitor of the rocket ship. So we don't gotta get caught up in what's what and all this other he, she. In terms of, you know, avoiding this who's in more control, women and men bullshit that's perpetuated. Like, it's beyond all that. Fuel up. Connect with Baneb Djet and his splendor and mastery. He is a master of this energy. Het Mahit is a master, a mistress of this energy. invoke, call forth, architect, structure, build. And a quick segue, because architecture is also another manifestation of this, but something that's been circulating or I've been ruminating on. And, you know, it's like the structures that we live in, y'all realize that we still living in the past. A lot of us, in regards to what's possible, what we can actually create as our dwelling space, as our earthship. This is why, if you want to call them civilizations or old or ancient civilizations, were so masterful in their adornment of the spaces that they lived in. Everything was artful, because why not? You are a form of creation. The goal is to utilize the materials around you most harmonically and beautifully, so that you can stay elevated, because we're propelling through the cosmos, through dark space. That model that they give y'all, that a lot of us are still teaching to our fucking children, to our lovely children, to our ancestors returned, of a stagnant 3D model, whatever they're called, of the sun in the center, and you got these concentric circles with that other planet. That shit is dead. That is not the sauce, okay? It's not it. We are propelling. We are moving through this viscous, magical, dark matter, womb, being of deity, of power, of creational power. It's not stagnant at all. So how can we allow ourselves to be? It does not make sense. So anyway, adorning with the most beautiful natural materials is our birthright. It's easy. We really gotta, you know, realign with that. So if you're interested in that, in architecting some dope shit in regards to architecture, building homes, returning to ancestral ways of building and living in harmony for today, you know, because we're here to keep bringing this shit forward, message me, because I'm ready. So I know this might have been a lot for some, but this is what was here. Each podcast episode might be slightly different. Shit, I might just have one with some sounds one day, some bells and shit, and me going hoo-ha, intoning. But that's because I'm not allowing myself to, you know, do anything other than what pleases me, and sharing the wisdom that is there. Because where there is pleasure, in the true sense, which is harmony, there is wisdom. And this is me sharing the wisdom that comes as I sit in silence, navigating the darkness, architecting, receiving and sharing light codes through time and space, holding my awareness of where I actually am and where we actually are, and where we're not. Is there such a place? You let me know. This has been the Rooted Honey Conjure Casting. I hope you're savoring it, because it's tasty. Okay, so I forgot to enter this in. Or did I? Because we spoke about the being parallels. So on the other side of that yummy, yummy mental gumbo you just had, I wanted to also highlight this talk of this age we're in real quick, of Aquarius or Capricorn, based on 12 or 13 sign astronomical correlation. And just want to let you know that in holding where we are in terms of the water bearer, with a closer acknowledgement of Het and Heat, both still apply. I feel that Banab Dejet also encapsulating the energy of Capricorn with Het and Heat, you know, that of the water, the goddess of the ocean depth and the fish, also pertains to the energy of Aquarius. So yeah, it still applies. So I wanted to make sure that you had that little napkin to, you know, wipe off your cortex with. And I'll see y'all soon. Peace.
want you so bad.
I want you so bad.